And a good morning. Today on our program, we are going to learn about the Child and Adult Care Food Program. It is handled through Mid-Iowa Community Action in our area. We're joined by Kristen Polish. Thanks for joining us. And also by Deb O'Lean. Thanks, Deb. I'm going to have you both pull some microphones a little bit closer to you there so everybody can hear you.
Sounds good.
Kristen, you're the coordinator for this program. Tell me a little bit about first of all, Mid-Iowa Community Action. Give them a little rundown because a lot of people may be familiar with it, but you're based in Ames, Story County.
Right. Mid-Iowa Community Action has five core counties. The main actual agency office is out of Marshalltown, but we have a satellite office in Ames, and that's where I work out of, and there's many programs. We have the WIC program, we have weatherization, Head Start, all of those typical programs that you think about with a CAP agency. And Deb and I are fortunate enough to get to work with the Child and Adult Care Food Program. We are a USDA program. We always like to describe our program as a sister program to the school lunch, but instead of schools, we're working with in-home child care providers, and we get to work in 14 counties, so we serve central and north central Iowa, Boone and Story being part of those, and we get to work with the in-home providers, and they can get cash reimbursement every month for serving nutritious meals and snacks with us. So
there's work that goes into this,
too. They do have to keep certain records, but these, we always like to tell them, they need to keep these records anyway because this is what they need for tax purposes. So we just have them keep records of the meals that they serve. Nothing has to get pre-planned out. It's just at the end of each business day, they need to record the menu and the children that ate each meal and the times that the children were in your home. So it's pretty basic information that you would be keeping track of anyway. But the nice benefit is they submit their records to us and they can do them online. So everything is electronic. We do offer paper too for those providers who want to do it that way. So we work with each provider to what they're comfortable with, and then we process that claim each month and get them a reimbursement check. And so it is just a really wonderful way to help them be more profitable in their business by still serving nutritious meals and snacks. And we're in the homes a few times a year. We can get to do nutrition activities with the children, which is the fun part of Deb and I's job is getting down on the floor and doing some activities with the kids, as well as leaving free resources, books, information, different resources for the providers. And then we also offer free continuing education classes, and those can be online or in person. So we're just really trying to work with each provider and helping them in their business.
So. I say 14 counties is a pretty sizable area to cover.
Yes.
And obviously we have more in the state that offer this as well. But you're in, this is our service area. So
So we have a wide area that Deb and I travel in. We get to see a great part of this beautiful state. And so, we have a lot of...
I'm guessing a lot of traveling up north in the wintertime is a little tougher. But but now would not be a bad time.
No. Three seasons out of the year, it's beautiful. And winter can be beautiful, too, but just a little treacherous, maybe. So,
Deb, some of the things... we're talking about in-home child care providers.
Right.
So what kind of requirements do they have? Or Kristen, do you want to address it? Deb?
Well, Chris will fill in the blanks if I forget something.
Okay.
But for many years, providers have needed to be registered with the Department of Human Services, which is now HHS, and qualify that way in order to be a registered daycare provider and qualify on our program. Recently, there's something, it's been a few years now, Where there's an alternative to being registered, but there are limitations to it. So we kind of refer to it as a non-registered CCA, which means they go through DHS to qualify to take children who are on child care assistance programs through them. And then that there are just a couple of things that they need to get to us. There's a notice of decision and a fire health and safety inspection. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, that can be a simpler process. If registration is a little overwhelming at first, they could ease into it by going through that process first. And similarly, we have some people now who are thinking about retirement, so they're thinking about that in phasing into retirement because they know they're not going to have as many children. Mm-hmm. And if being regulated with the registration process, there are three different categories, and the provider can have more children as their capacity.
Sure.
With this non-registered alternative, they're limited to, I believe, 5 children.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes that's a great way to, like I said, either ease in or ease out, mm-hmm. Depending on what their plans are.
They've got some flexibility.
Right.
And
right.
One of the big things, child care is, we have our child care centers. We've got, again, a number of them in our local communities and stuff. But we're talking about in-home
right.
care providers. And we see people that have been doing it for a number of years starting to phase out, mm-hmm. like we said, retiring. And we see some new ones coming in, too. Part of this is we don't want them to miss this opportunity.
Right. We appreciate this time this morning to get to talk about the food program. So if you're just thinking maybe about starting this career change for you and you're thinking about working from home and doing this, reach out to us at Mid-Iowa Community Action. We can be reached at CACFP. At MICA, which is MICA, and then online.org, and that would go to both Deb and I, and we would be happy to visit with you about how you can become a part of the food program and getting that subsidy every month. Right now, we're working with 10 homes here in Boone County and serving about 90 children. In Story County, we're working with 30 in-home child care providers and about 285 children on the program. But we're always looking to serve more and to help other people thinking about getting into the business, taking advantage of us. So,
and for people that are wondering, it's not, we don't pay them doing this, but it's a reimbursement?
Right.
Okay. That cash reimbursement is actually their money that's waiting for them. They'll get it when they do their taxes, but why let the government use it all year long when you could receive it back every month coming from us as part of your business income? So that helps a lot to help offset, especially when grocery prices have been so high.
Yes.
So when you said, like, 10 in Boone County. We know there's more.
Yes, that's
more than that. That's why we're here.
Yep, that's why we want to reach out and promote the program any way that they can. If they're just interested in finding out a little bit more about what it all involves, there, like we talked about earlier, there is some monthly record keeping, but mm-hmm. that really is required if you're doing this anyway, just, you know, for tax purposes, you have to keep it. So you might as well take advantage. Everything is free of charge. So if you want to use our online program or the paper forms, all of our training is free. So there is, you know.
You're there to give them a hand.
Yes, we're there to help them with anything that they need. So
the last few years, Chris has been working hard at making pre-recorded trainings available online. And that way, it's at their convenience. They don't have to try and schedule sessions that are held somewhere else and there's travel involved and maybe the timing isn't convenient. She's got these trainings accessible at any time it's convenient for them, maybe nap time or a weekend they finally mm-hmm. have free or whenever it works for them.
And no, I was going to say that because I have the brochure.
Yes, the official brochure.
And And I mean, you know, one of the things, first of all, provider eligibility. And that's the first thing that a lot of them will think of. What do I need to do to be eligible for this? Not everybody might, if you don't follow along with some of the requirements, you may not be eligible, but you could. You right. could work into it.
Yes, yes. With the just the CCA homes caring for five or less, that is, like Deb just said, a wonderful way to start out. And then, you know, the registered, being a registered A, which is caring for eight children or less, registered B category home, 12 children or less, and then the C homes, which is two providers caring for up to 16 children. So all of that's quite a task every day, isn't it?
That would be a full one. Yeah.
Yes. So
and you said there could be qualifying centers that might be eligible.
We, Deb and I, do not work directly with the centers. That's the Department of Education. We contract with the Department of Ed to work with just the in-home providers. Mm-hmm. And so, but yes, centers that are nonprofit centers are eligible to be on the program, and even for-profit centers if they document they're serving a certain percentage of low-income families. So it's out there, and Head Start facilities are on this program. Mm-hmm. So wide variety of child care facilities, and even adult child care care facilities are eligible to participate on this program too. It's just a wonderful USDA program.
And it's one of those where it does require, like, you need to commit if you're going to do this, but the benefits are, I mean, reimbursement.
Yes, and it is still up to the in-home provider to serve the meals that they want, so we don't dictate that to them. They can decide if they want to offer breakfast in their program or just start with a morning snack and then lunch and so forth. It's open for the child care facilities that are open on evenings and weekend care. It's for infants all the way through a child's 12th mm-hmm. birthday. Providers still get to select their own menus. We just give them, lots of free resources and menu ideas and recipe ideas. But, you know, they still have that autonomy that this is their business. They can select the menus. We just, they have to follow the meal pattern guideline for the USDA. So
one of the things we talked about is the need. I mean, we're constantly seeing the need, and we mentioned about those retiring out of it. But if somebody is considering it, they could look at this as, if they do the right things, this could be part of their business plan.
Oh, exactly. And also the Chris, take it. I just lost my train of thought.
But it's one of the, there is, and we're seeing new people coming in too.
I know what I was going to mention was just, I talked earlier about the easing in with the non-registered mm-hmm. status. If they do become registered, though, in those categories, there is more work to it, but there's also more benefits because they can qualify for things through other programs too, through CCRNR, Child Care Resource mm-hmm. and Referral, and other programs that pop up, maybe grants that become available and that sort of thing.
Yes, there is a lot of grants, gardening grants and things like that, that registered homes can take advantage of as well too. And yes, the Resource and Referral Office is just a wonderful agency that will just go out in the homes and help these in-home providers, determine what their needs are and help them to be successful in this new career change. So, yes, there's just a strong need for child care in the state of Iowa as well as nationwide. But, we just really want to encourage people thinking about a career change to think about doing in-home child care. Infant care is so needed. And so whatever we can do to encourage people to get into this career, it is a wonderful career. So
also, there is a maximum number of children that a provider can have at whatever level they're at, mm-hmm. but there's no minimum. I've had so many people over the years ask me, or they'll call up to get information, and they'll say, well, I only have one child right now, because they're just finding out about what benefits there are and resources they can tap into. And sometimes when you only have one child, that's the best time to start these programs because you're easing into it with a little less distraction. You have a little more time to focus on it and find out all the benefits that are there for you.
And then once you get your routine set up, it's easier to, I'll take in, I can handle two more or three more or something. Within reason.
Yeah.
Within reason. I was going to say, one of the other things I know you talked about, you know, it's their choice. It's the provider's choice on menu and things like that. But there are guidelines, obviously. You want healthy menus, and those are some of the things you work with.
There is a meal pattern for breakfast, lunches and suppers, and snacks. And we have all kinds of information, have that spelled out. The whether they use paper forms or the online program, there's guidance right on there to help them so that they don't forget anything. And, oh my gosh, Chris and I are always getting questions, and that's what we're here for. We're here to help them succeed.
Just help them be successful and get some reimbursement.
Exactly.
Yes, with food costs being so high right now, any help that you can get at the grocery store is a nice benefit. So,
well, it is the Child and Adult Care Food Program, and again, administered or actually handled in our 14-county region here by Mid-Iowa Community Action. So, again, for child care providers, that this is your first year hearing about it, or if you know somebody that's a child care provider, ask them if they're familiar with it.
Yes.
And make contact. That's the big thing. Make contact with us. We can walk you through the process.
Yes. And, you know, right now, two families maybe are using a family member to care for their children. So if you have, a grandmother caring for just their grandchildren, you could be a part of this program too. So, as long as you're providing care, it doesn't matter if they're related to you or not, that just to help it make it more feasible for you to be doing that for a family member. So, there's lots of different scenarios out there. So this program might work for you. So take advantage of
it. You never know unless you ask.
Exactly. And we're pretty friendly people, Deb and I. So don't ever be afraid to call us up and ask any question to us. So.
All right. Let's hit on the contact information once again for Mid-Iowa Community Action.
Yep. I work out of the Ames office, and so email is a great way to contact us because, Jim, as you keep saying, we're in 14 counties. So
Could be traveling.
Could be traveling on the road. So email is just the program, CACFP@micaonline.org. A phone number, though, is 641-351-0819, and that comes to us too. So,
and we're here to help.
We are here to help.
It's not the government trick question.
No,
we are
friendly faces that are here to help you. So,
do you have some good success stories from people that have been involved with this? How long has it really been available?
It started in the late 70s,
I believe, so for homes.
So it's been around.
Oh,
it's well established.
Oh, yeah.
We have new people coming in, and I'm guessing they may not realize it's been there that long.
Yep. So, providers will share that, yes, it's just been such a help to them to learn how to feed children, and then they feed their own families better, and reading labels, and, the benefits of fresh fruits and vegetables and so forth. So I think learning it for their business, but then their own families being able to benefit from it as well, too. So,
and one of the other things we have to focus on every year in some capacity is food safety and sanitation. So we've got information we give them about that. Chris got a hold of some goodie bags we handed out last year that even had thermometers for their refrigerator and freezer and an instant read thermometer for to checking food. So we've got goodies like that.
And insulated bags that they can go to the grocery store, especially if they're going to some of these larger warehouse stores. And some of our rural areas, they have to travel quite a ways to get to some of those stores. So insulated bags that they can put their frozen goods in and have it still be good by the time they travel back home and so forth. So, we're always handing out some wonderful resources that can help them in their business as well, too. So,
Chris Polish and Deb Aline, again from Mid-Iowa Community Action, again talking about the Child and Adult Care Food Program, and again for daycare providers, great opportunity for you to get some reimbursement if you haven't been in the program yet. And like you said, we've got 10 of them in Boone County. I'm pretty sure there's a few more that could be eligible. Make contact to find out more about the program, because it's there to provide that reimbursement and assistance. And contact. Ask questions.
Yep.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.